let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Is there a way out? Understanding depression and its effects, methods to break free from depression by Wilson Alvarado is written to help people detect and recognize the symptoms of depression and its effects, designed to demonstrate that God can deliver and heal people from hopeless situations, whether it be depression, emotional sickness, or any other kind of trap set by life's experiences. Wilson was born in Brooklyn, New York. He has seven siblings. He came to the Lord at the age of 22 from a retreat he attended at Living Waters Fellowship in Brooklyn, New York. Wilson is senior pastor at the House of Worship Christian Center in Queens, New York. He loves to study and teach theology. He graduated from New York Theological Seminary and is currently finishing his degree at Liberty University in Christian Ministry Interdisciplinary Studies. He has a heart for young people, people with special needs, drugs, alcohol addiction. He's implemented Bible studies, children's ministry, and Sunday school, has affiliations with Project Angel Tree and Teen Challenge. Wilson Alvarado, pastor, husband, father of two children, and author of Is There a Way Out, is our guest on This Week in America. Wilson, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Rick. Hello. I'd like to say hello to everyone who's listening and to thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for inviting me. And it's a pleasure to be here.
It is our pleasure. This is such an important book and an important topic. And you've seen this firsthand from high school days all the way up through current times with your ministry. First of all, I try just briefly to give a little background on the book. What is the book about?
I wrote this book basically to help people detect depression, understand depression. Very simple to read book without all this mumbo jumbo and jargon.
Yes.
Psychological jargons that people can't understand. Made it easy to read for people in the local church. And that's basically why the book was written, or one of the reasons why it was written.
The book is There a Way Out? Understanding Depression and Its Effects, Methods to Break Free from Depression. Our guest on the program, Wilson Alvarado, the author of the book. The book's at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on, get information on the book there as well. What persuaded you to write this book? What was it that's like, okay, I've been thinking of this, I'm going to take the time, I'm going to write this because I think I can minister to people, I think I can help people. Why did you decide to actually write the book?
That's a very good question. I have to take you back a couple of years ago when my son was attending a church program, youth program, and he came home one day and he said to me, "Dad, I have some sad news to tell you." And I said, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, I'm really heartbroken." I said, "Really?" He says, "Well, tell me about it, son." He said, "One of friends in the group, she's a little older, she committed suicide." Mm. And this was like the second time he had dealt with someone in his age category who just passed away. And this person who passed away was, you know, he had a good relationship with this person. He knew that there was trouble. He knew that this person was depressed, and it really affected him, and it affected me because I saw the look in his eyes, and I can see that he was really troubled by this. And so I began to query him and ask him questions about this young person. And a couple of questions that I asked him was, you know, what were the symptoms? What did you see about this person? And he said that this person was very sad. Many things were happening. Things were happening at home with the parents, school, typical day-to-day stuff. But it was serious because this person actually terminated her life. And I was perplexed for a while, and then I said, you know what? This symptom of depression seems to be one of the topics that's basically not discussed in church. I hear ministers talk about depression and read this scripture and read that scripture. And okay, if you read the scripture, you let God do the work and you'll be healed. And that's not quite accurate. And so I decided to share my experience with depression. I dealt with it for about 7 years. I decided to do a little bit of studying and decided to write things that I personally experienced with depression. And many people don't understand the symptoms. They just think because things look well on the outside, they think that nothing is wrong on the inside, and yes, it's just a thought. It's just something that you're experiencing. And so I decided to write the book basically to talk to the people who are thinking about hurting themselves, thinking about a depression that they seem to not be able to come out of.
What was your experience like, the situation that you went through? Was it to the point you were thinking of doing something drastic?
Oh, yes. There was twice where I tried to end my own life. I'm taking over-the-counter stuff and illegal drugs that I was tampering with. It was just such a depression in my life that I just, for me, death was a way out. And I failed at that attempt because I'm here talking to you.
Yes.
And that's a result of my mom, may God rest her soul, who basically caught it on time and took me to the hospital. And I think about that moment and that moment in time. What was I going through? And I just wanted to end it all. I kind of lost everything, and I had no hope, no desire to live. I didn't think anyone cared. Basically, I was like in a dungeon, peeping out of a small hole.
That gives you such relatability. When people read your book, when people hear you and talk with you, they understand that you were there as well. They would look at your credentials and go, boy, Wilson's got it all. I mean, he's got everything going for him. Probably never had a cloud in his life. And suddenly they realize we all have clouds in our lives. You did too. You came through it. How has this book affected you? And I ask that because for you to properly help other people, you have to go back and relive some of these moments like you just did in talking about this. How difficult has this been for you to go back and relive and bring it forward so that you can help other people?
It was very difficult. There's a chapter in the book where I had to relive some of the things that I experienced. It was very challenging, and there were times that I would... tears would be coming down my face, and particularly at the time that my dad was abusing the siblings, and I was one of them that was abused. We were all abused, and we didn't understand why. And I decided to do some research based on the information that I was given. I now understand today what was going through his head and what was going through his mind at the time, more or less. And it was quite challenging. I have a very tough time reliving the past. I have a tough time looking back. However, I believe that history sets the standards. If you look back and you're able to get past it, and you don't always have to relive it, but you can share it. And I tell myself, I'm not there anymore. I'm just not there anymore. And I want people to understand that there is a way out. You don't have to keep reliving your past. I have a little saying that I learned from a movie is that settle with your past, deal in the present, and believe God for the future.
Well said. Yes, I just, and I said to relive the past, and I'm finding out that was a really poor choice of words. It really wasn't reliving. It was just this memory that you had, and almost what sort of an out of body type of experience. You don't necessarily recognize that Wilson anymore, but you remember that part of your lives. You're not going back and reliving that. The book is There a Way Out? Understanding Depression and Its Effects, Methods to Break Free from Depression. Wilson Alvarado is our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's Alvarado. Book is available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. Who are the target readers for the book? And I say that in the back of my mind, thinking maybe some of the target readers don't even realize they are target readers for the book. Who do you hope you get this book to? And maybe it's a book for the family to pick up that everybody can pick it up and benefit from.
The target readers are people, of course, who are struggling with depression, parents, teenagers who are struggling with depression, even non-Christians. If they're depressed, they could pick up the book and read it, obtain information for it, and hopefully this book would help them, or at least give them some sort of guide as to what they could do, what they shouldn't do. And so those basically are my targets. Anyone who wants to pick up the book, they could also learn from it and help other people. They don't have to necessarily be at the point where they're experiencing depression. But I find it best that if a person who doesn't know much about depression but knows someone who's experiencing depression, they can help them and they can sympathize with what they're experiencing.
The book is There a Way Out? Wilson Alvarado, Pastor Wilson Alvarado, our guest on the program. And talking about that, it's interesting, our culture today. Let's talk about that and put that into focus. We've got such pressure for success. We have such pressure on our peers. We have social media that's there all the time. If somebody wants to strike out at somebody else, it's very simply done, and it's not just those two people interacting. It's the whole world that gets in on this conversation they're having. How difficult is it today? And I'm sure you deal with that and with the children in your church and family members. How much pressure is there today? Or am I making too big a thing out of this?
No, there's a lot of pressure. There's peer pressure. There's pressure from all sides. I'm amazed at the type of pressure that young people are experiencing. To begin with, social media. Social media is good and at the same time is bad, and particularly for young people. Your name is up there. People ridicule you. People say all sorts of things about you. And it's terrible because you're already feeling bad and you see all these things that are being said. There's bullying going on. Sometimes people are bullied. When I was growing up, we didn't have cell phones. We basically would play in the yard, and the only communications we had was in the schoolyard or on the field when you play a sport or something.
Yes.
And no pressure. The only pressure you got if you failed at the sport. You went home and that was it. Today, it's just so much pressure, peer pressure, clothing. It's just so much for young people. And they were never meant to carry all that pressure.
No, it's so much that we ask of kids. I'm almost saying children, in some cases children we put in there. And your upbringing sounds a lot like mine. I'm older. When we played on the playground, I wore leather helmets rather than the football helmets and face masks that everybody wears today. But it's the same thing. You went out, you played with people, you got exhausted, went to bed, got up and started and do it all over again. I can't even think of going home and going online and seeing what somebody said about you during the day and how traumatic that would be to deal with. You've done such an excellent job with this book. Is There a Way Out? Is this the first published book that you've had?
Yes, it is. It's my first publication. I plan to write other books down the line. I have some concepts that I'm thinking about and putting in writing as to which direction and what's the next book, what's the next part, what's the next chapter. And hopefully it would help people. I'm only interested in helping people become healthy individuals, healthier in their lives.
And you talked about, yeah, we talked in the beginning about helping them heal through the power of God, and you deliver on that. And again, you say it in a way without all the technical jargon, the mumbo jumbo. You get right to it. You understand what it takes for people to respond to a message. First book, you blood, sweat, and tears put into this. You hold a copy of Is There a Way Out in your hands for the first time. You can be honest. Any tears? What was the emotion when it's like, wow, this is a published book? That's my name on it.
I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. I was overwhelmed with tears because I accomplished something. Many people said about me as a young person, I would never amount to anything. And even teachers in the profession, in the education profession, they said, you know what, you might as well just sit there with your notebook and just, because you're never going to amount to anything. And now this is, I'm just looking back at what a fifth grade teacher or sixth grade teacher said about me. And I said, well, I'm not going to mention his name. I think he's passed away. But I said, well, we'll take a look at me now. Here I am, and I'm going to leave a legacy for my children and for my family. And so I'm proud, and I'm also going to make a contribution to this earth before I leave. And I thank God for all of this. I really do.
Well, this book,
I'm overwhelmed. Yeah.
The book is a vehicle to do that. And what's amazing is by writing this book, and people all around the country, people all around the world can benefit from your words. You may not even know it, probably won't know it, but their lives are different because you shared yours. You shared your message with them. I got about a minute or so left in the program. What do you hope the outcome is? What do you hope the takeaway is when people read your book? Is There a Way Out?
Quickly, I'd like to see some lives changed and save lives. I also would like to see and hear about people coming to know the Christ that I know, who saved my life and gave me a second chance. That's all I ask for. If I can save one life, Rick, then it was well worth writing this book.
Well, I'm sure you will do that in multitudes. It is such a well-written book, relatable. It gets right to the point. It's easy to read. It's something I'm going to say probably every family should have a copy available for family members or friends of family members, because it's something that's out there so prevalent in our society. And you said you've done such an excellent job in addressing this. The book is There a Way Out? Understanding Depression and Its Effects, Methods to Break Free from Depression, by Pastor Wilson Alvarado, our guest on the program. Googling, you'll do Alvarado. You can go to Amazon, find the book. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Wilson, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today and talking about your very important message and book. Congratulations on the success of the book. We look forward to more and more discussions. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you, Rick. Thank you. And thank you, listeners. I thank God. Once again, I really appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It is our pleasure. Wilson Alvarado, our guest. The book is There a Way Out? Understanding Depression and Its Effects, Methods to Break Free from Depression. Book available at Amazon. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all of the information. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.